Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
It is quite common to hear people talk about knowing the Lord as if he were their next-door neighbor or friend of the family. Many use the term quite freely when evangelizing others, as if to imply that men have the capability to possess or learn such knowledge by an act of their own will. The scripture is quite clear that one of the blessings of the new covenant would be that his children would not be taught the things of God by men, but they would have them revealed to them personally by the Holy Ghost. For this is my covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. Now obviously he is not saying that all men shall have this knowledge, but that all who are given to Christ in this covenant will be individually instructed by him. All of those whose God is the Lord will be led by him out of darkness into light. This was part of his purpose in leaving us his Holy Spirit when he ascended back to the Father. The new covenant is not concerned with teaching men religious dogmas, traditions, and practices, which must be instilled in one generation by the former. But rather the knowledge imparted under its reign is very present and timely understanding, an enlightenment which can only be given by God himself. This is exactly what the Lord Jesus told the woman at the well when she asked him which religious tradition was the best. Now, I'm not saying that God does not use human teachers in the edification of his children, but I am saying that the essence of the truth which is taught to the sons of God only comes by the revelation of the Father. Men cannot impart this truth to one another and cannot keep this truth from one another either. Thank God for that. There are several Greek words in the New Testament which are translated into English as know. There are two which are predominantly used. They are oida and gnosko. Gnosko suggests inception or progress in knowledge, while oida suggests fullness of knowledge. Paul used the word gnosko when he cried out, oh, that I might know him, saying I need to become acquainted with him more intimately. Yet when he triumphantly stated, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day, he used the word oida, which is the exact word the Lord himself used when he said to the Pharisees, yet ye have not known him, but I know him. This suggests that Paul possessed a confidence that the knowledge he had was sufficient. Such is the blessing of the gift of faith. It carries with it a rest for the people of God, an unshakable assurance that Christ is the sum total of all we need or are looking for. We are lacking in nothing that will make us perfect in the eyes of God, nor are we in any danger of coming short of that whereunto we are called. Yet there is in the true child of God the knowledge that we have not arrived at a state of perfection yet in this life. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It is to this quest we are called and conducted by the Spirit of the living God. God's true children are consumed with a desire to know him. They cannot be satisfied with someone telling them things about him, nor can they be content with the testimony of others who have been acquainted with him. They must know the power of his resurrection. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. They must know the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable to his death, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. They must know the hope of his calling, for God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. They must know the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. According to his abundant mercy, he hath begotten us again to a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. They must know the greatness of his power. According to his divine power, hath given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.